B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7. Phone lines are lit up. It is your turn, folks.
Right.
Jaden Daniels is the new quarterback of the Washington Commanders. Your quarterback, your Commanders. Who's fired up? Where should we begin? How about Steve in Silver Spring?
What up, Steve?
Steve, what do you think, man?
Steve, hey, guys. How you doing?
You're good, man.
I'm good. Hey, B. Quick. I'm excited about the pick, but I'm more concerned about this kid with offensive line. I know the sexy stuff is out the way now, so I'm thinking in our later rounds, B, and I'll ask you to allude to it. In our later rounds, I hope that we can go get a pass rusher, and it better show up that offensive line. That's more what I'm concerned about. The sexy stuff out the way, man.
Steve, can I ask a quick question? Steve, may
sure.
I?
Sure.
I don't think you're wrong, sir. They need to address O-line? Yes. Mm-hmm. But dude, they haven't had a quarterback that has been a consistent winner that has stayed on the field for 30 years. Shouldn't you allow yourself a little more time to be excited than,
but
I don't know, 12
already,
hours?
But didn't they address the offensive line already with Allegretti? With Biotis.
There's a hole at left tackle. There's an undeniable hole at left tackle. Ideally, they get it sorted out, but it's entirely possible they won't.
Like I opened it up. I said I'm excited about the pick. I am. I'm excited about it. I'm glad they went out and got that. But like I said, I'll use the kid that was at Alabama year before last, and he went into that situation in Carolina. Not saying that he's going to go into that situation, but they had a bad offensive line going when they drafted him. And I don't know how much they addressed it up there, but, you know, I'm excited about hoping we get a pass rush going, because that will help him on the offensive side of the ball. If we can get somebody that can get home.
Thank you, Steve. All I'm saying. I hear you.
Gotcha, I understand.
Landfill, but imagine this scenario. B, are you familiar with the young woman, Sydney Sweeney? She's kind of the new heartthrob of the world. She's a very attractive young woman. Imagine Sydney Sweeney invites you up to her room, right? And she tells you, I'm very attracted to you. This is Sydney Sweeney inviting you up to her room, and she says, I'm very attracted to you. And you say, you know, Sydney, I appreciate that, but I'm not sure your bed has good lumbar support. Like, let's just be freaking excited. Let's not worry about the lumbar support. Let's just get in the bed. Michelle is in Beltsville. Hello, Michelle. How do you do?
Hi, how are you? I'm a season ticket holder, and I am ecstatic about the choice. We got the best quarterback in that draft, no question. Quick release will help on the offensive line. He is not Sam Howell. I'm sorry, but that is the truth. He's got a rapid release. I am disturbed, as a mother of an African-American son and grandchildren, of the racial overtones in some of the dialogue that I saw. And I certainly hope that this city and this region get around this quarterback and that goes away.
And I'm a white dude rooting for him, Michelle, if that helps.
Yeah, well, I hate to be frank, but it's true. These weren't bots. These weren't all, you know, things like that. And I'm an older woman, and, you know, I was very concerned about that. I hope it changes. I hope we won't hear, as soon as there's a little ankle sprain, here you go, and all the people that they need to buy tickets, be season ticket holders, and get out there.
Thank you, Michelle.
I'm with you.
Man, I'm the only one that wants to party. What Michelle said is accurate, but
You said call in and say what you want to say. You can't let them say what they want to say. They're not like it.
Listen. I know one dude that wants to party, B. You ready?
Who's that?
Commander Tequila. Commander
Uh-oh.
Tequila, how you doing, buddy?
And you know what?
What?
What was his name? Really not, man.
Commander?
A party.
I often don't know what you're saying. But I know what you're saying right here, and I appreciate it. You were just the call we needed, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, I knew one.
Thank you, buddy. There you have it. Landville, I think that was our most succinct call yet.
Did you see your text?
I'm looking right now. All right. Now I did. Our guy Jupe is on the line. Jupe, how you feeling, buddy?
Oh, man.
JP, B, man. Hey, all right, JP, I'm going to help you out. How about we do an early, thank God this part is done. We got our QB victory ritual. Let's all hit the Ric Flair.
Woo! Woo! Now you're talking, Jupe.
Hell yeah.
There we go,
look,
baby.
Man, couple of points I want to make. I am glad that this part is over. We know who we got. We got our guy. Because, man, the whole Jaden Daniels, like, it was getting annoying after a while. But I'm glad this part is over. I'm looking forward to what we about to do with the rest of the draft. I do kind of feel like it's like, man, we're way behind the eight ball because looking at what Chicago did on paper, they looking real dangerous this upcoming season. And I'm making a bold prediction. I think a couple of big-name QBs is going to be on the move either within the season or in the off season. And then I also want to highlight that one guy, the defensive tackle that the Colts drafted. Love this story. That's a big motivational story for everybody. Your man had a spine surgery, medically had to retire and came back and was the first pick off the draft. Love this story, so wanted to highlight him. But overall, man, everything's looking up and looking good. So let's keep it moving, fellas.
Appreciate you, Jupe. Great call. You know, I was talking with a scout last week about, you know, could there actually be a trade? And frankly, I don't think a
trade for what?
Like, was there a number the Commanders would trade out of number two for? And the reality is, if you answer the quarterback question, there aren't enough picks in the world. There is no package of picks that Kansas City would give up Mahomes for, or Buffalo would give up Josh Allen for, or Houston would give up C.J. Stroud for. Like, if you can answer quarterback, nothing is more important in football, period.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And I think Washington, probably on some level, got some calls, but they wanted to take this kid because they think they have the freaking answer.
Yeah, and I think that's the whole thing about it. When someone comes at you in a certain way, it makes you think twice about it because you're like, okay, why do they want him so bad? We might not want to let this guy go. You know, what if he happens to be the Pat Mahomes or somebody like that? You know what I mean? And you let him go to another team that you got to compete against. That will haunt you the rest of your damn life.
Right. I mean, the fact that Sean Payton is doing his best to recalibrate, if we can borrow a phrase, that he really wanted Mahomes and then the Chiefs took him and that's why he took Bo Nix last night? Huh? Man, I really wanted a house in Beverly Hills,
Bo Nix,
but they were all
sold.
Bo Nix
is not Mahomes, dude. Stop.
Right. Yeah,
I mean,
dude, like,
he wasn't Mahomes coming out of school.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. You know who I bet will be fired up?
Who's that?
Mama Stu. Hello, Mama. Ooh. Talk to me.
Fellas! Oh, my God! Let me tell you something. Jeff can attest to this. He know what type of team mom I was when I was at Bowie State University at the home games on the road. I was so lit last night at the lounge. These folks was looking at me like I was crazy, like I was at a game. I almost lost my voice last night. Oh, my God. Let me tell y'all something, man. I'm so pumped for this. I cannot wait to see this guy take a snap, and it's going to be on and popping. I can't wait. Oh,
thank you, Mama.
I can't wait.
Mama Stu, hold on up. Why didn't y'all give Jeff a helmet?
Yeah, take that up with Coach Wilson.
Thank you, Mama. You know, that's what we needed right there, Landini. We needed Mama Stu.
Stop talking about my helmet situation today. Just for today. It's Jaden Day.
Lord Helmet. You know what, Jeff? You're right. I won't talk about your helmet. I have been nothing but kind because you keep fixing problems in the stream. You know it's a good day when nobody's outside of B, because he's B, is really busting Jeff's balls. Like, we're all in it together, Landfill. Don't you think? We're all in it together. To show you that I'm committed to all being in it together, I will go to break on time. It's a damn Festivus miracle. Phone lines are open until 1:30 when Santana Moss joins us. We're going to get to all the calls, people. A lot to be excited about. New day in Washington. Nobody go anywhere.